Chapter 6. Let's find your sweet spot. As an avid aviation fan and certified flight instructor, I have to take courses of instruction every few years to maintain my licenses. And I just recently renewed my flight instructor license. And in that review course, one of the things I reviewed was what we refer to as drag. For example, if you've ever been on a commercial airliner in very cold weather, you'll notice many times before they depart, they have to spray down or de-ice the airplane. And the reason they have to do this is that because if even a little piece of ice or snow gets built up on the wings or any other exterior surface of the airplane, it creates a tremendous amount of drag. This drag or snow can build up very quickly, and often the aircraft will not have enough power to properly maintain safe flight speeds because the drag interrupts the flow of air over the wings to fly safely to our destination. Unfortunately, many accidents have happened because of this drag factor. Now, let me illustrate how dangerous this can be. Just one grain of sand over the wing every square centimeter can cause up to 33% less performance on an airplane. Stop and think about that. Just a small grain of sand can cause that much drag on a powerful aircraft. This means if you're taking off and climbing through the air with one grain of sand on every one square centimeter, you could need as much as 33% more power to maintain your climb. The problem is you're already using full power to climb, so you don't have any more power left. Unfortunately, this can cause an aircraft to stall and crash. My hope for you in reading this book is that you will become much more aware of your own drag factor, your emotional drag factor. It works the same way. I often think of that small grain of sand, it causes so much drag on an airplane when I think of our emotional drag. And I believe we all get this metaphoric sand in our own minds, and that grain of sand in our minds causes more emotional drag than the real drag causes on the airplane. With complete awareness, we can begin to immediately identify our emotional drag and either remove it or stop it from getting worse. Now, I meet and talk with so many people that have so much emotional drag, it ruins their lives or prevents them from achieving the happiness, health, relationships, and financial success they want and deserve. When your life is in disarray and you don't know how to get control of it again, you will often find yourself on an emotional roller coaster. And when you get on that emotional roller coaster, you create emotional drag. And when you have emotional drag, the smallest steps we need to take toward reaching our goals will feel as if we're pulling a 1,000-pound ball. Just like the airplane that needs so much energy to continue climbing through the air with that drag, and many times it doesn't have enough extra power to do so, the same thing happens to us. Emotional drag wears us down to the point we have no more power to continue going forward at the same pace we enjoy or experience the happiness in life we deserve and need. I assure you, this book, My Techniques, can help you reduce your emotional drag. And one way perhaps to illustrate this is to compare it to running a marathon with a 40-pound weight on our ankle. Once you remove the ankle weights, that drag factor, you will feel as if you're floating through the air. I often mentally experience floating through the air so much throughout my day because I've learned to master my emotional drag to the point of removing it very quickly when it's on the surface of my mind. Let's begin with our first exercise in helping you master emotional drag. It's not rocket science, neither is it anything new. You've heard the expression before, stop and smell the roses. This really is a valuable lesson. We have so much going on in our day-to-day lives that we don't take enough time to stop and smell the roses. And one of the things that you can do immediately to shed some of your emotional drag is to stop or slow down and be still. I recommend at the very least carving out 2 5-minute spots from your day to just stop, sit down, and relax. Anyone who makes the excuse they can't make time for this definitely has a problem, and that problem will not go away by ignoring it. This would be like the pilot saying he doesn't have any time to de-ice the aircraft. The future of anyone who thinks like this can easily be predicted to be heading into an emotional stall and crash. Now, keep in mind, I've never studied meditation. I by no means am an expert at this, and I come to you totally from a layman's point of view. the concept of taking these 2 5-minute spots out of your day is to force yourself to identify any emotional drag you may be experiencing. And I find too often that many people wait until it's too late to force themselves to do something like this. I believe you will mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually be much healthier by doing this before you think you need it. Successful people create routines and habits that nurture their success. I encourage you, if you're not already doing this, to make it a part of your daily routine or habit. And by doing this, it primes or preps you like the wax on, wax off principle. It is part of the first movement toward helping you prepare your thoughts to disappear at night before you go to sleep. Even if you have no desire to continue pushing forward in this lesson on making your thoughts disappear, at the very least, please try these daily exercises for just 1 month. You will notice a positive change in your outlook and your ability to manage stress throughout the day. I have found in the most stressful times of my life, these exercises were incredibly beneficial, and I give them a lot of credit for helping me slow down my mind and avoiding making my situation worse than it already was. These exercises made me slow down and remove some of the emotional drag that I had accumulated in my day. Just sit and be still. I will briefly go over this with you, and then we'll elaborate on it later as we go along. First, carve out a 3 to 5 minute period from any part of your day and go somewhere where it's quiet. Even if you have to go into the bathroom stall or go outside somewhere and hide, that's fine, just do it. Let's say I found a quiet room and I'm going to sit on a chair in this room. The first thing I do is to close my eyes and position my body in such a way that I start to relax. I will discuss later some of the things that I do to take my body from a very ecstatic and excited state to one of feeling totally relaxed. I go from one extreme to another in a matter of seconds. I control my body and mind to the point that I take it from one extreme to another in a snap of a finger. I believe one of the most powerful means of taking control of your emotions starts with your breathing. In just a little bit, we're going to go over different ways to breathe, and I think you might find it quite surprising as to how powerful this can be. I use different breathing techniques according to the amount of emotional drag I'm experiencing in my day-to-day activity. Often the more intense the emotional drag, the more intense the breathing techniques must be to deal with it. So now we're sitting down. The first thing that we want to do is to get our body into a very relaxed state. And understand, what works for me may not work for you exactly, but the key here is to do something or put your body in some position so you instantly begin feeling relaxed, or at least feel some kind of relief both mentally and physically. This will help you become present in the present moment. In addition to my breathing, the first thing I do is to put my arms out, forearms on my thighs, or on the arms of the chair with my palms facing upward to the ceiling or the sky. I flex my hands several times to make sure I relax my fingers. I'll get back to the breathing in just a moment. Now pay close attention to what I'm going to tell you next. One of your goals will be to go from walking around in your normal daily stressful lives with the flood of thoughts that come with a normal day and then just sit down. The change is almost going to be from a sporting event to a stimulus-deprived chamber. Now, within seconds, you'll go into a state of being relaxed. Now, don't forget, that is your goal, but it may take some practice before experiencing your first success. Now, if you continue to work on mastering this simple technique throughout the day, it will become so much easier when you're at the point of making your thoughts disappear to help you control your thoughts before going to sleep. If you haven't created a pattern of doing this during the day, you're going to have a hard time mastering the ability to make your thoughts disappear when you need to when you go to sleep. Earlier, I shared how while driving, I'm often aware of my facial muscles being intense and how I can instantly relax those muscles. So while you're sitting down, I want you to start thinking and asking yourself this question: am I relaxed from head to toe? Your goal should be able to take an inventory of your body from top to bottom and start learning how to master the ability to relax every part of your body very quickly. Start with your facial muscles, then your head, maybe your upper chest, your torso, shoulders, arms, and then finally your legs and feet. Now, once you've done this, it will be exciting. Once you master this technique, you will be able to develop the ability to make your thoughts disappear during your 5-minute breaks. It's by far one of the best ways I know to quickly clear my mind during a hectic day. Not only are you going to learn how to totally relax your mind and your body, you'll also take it to a whole new level of awareness by making your thoughts disappear, which will help you control your emotional stress and make you feel rejuvenated as if you've had an hour-long power nap. Power naps are usually most effective when they last only 15 or 20 minutes, so an entire hour of napping might make you feel extremely well rested. Now, how can making your thoughts disappear for only a few minutes make you feel as if you've had an hour-long nap or power nap? Haven't you been in a situation before when you feel so emotionally stressed that you actually felt physically exhausted? That emotional pressure may have only lasted a few minutes, but I think we've all experienced some version of it. And when I'm on stage transforming someone to get rid of a phobia, when that person is changed, they feel mentally drained because of the emotional stress of clearing out the negative thoughts from their nervous system. And on the other hand, by concentrating on a short period of time on making your thoughts disappear, the reverse can also happen. I believe another amazing byproduct of learning how to make your thoughts disappear is that you can control when you need to sleep. Although I personally no longer need a lot of sleep, the quality of my sleep is amazing. It is very deep, so I'm not interrupted through my sessions of 4 to 6 hours of sleep each night. And when the quality of sleep is high, the quantity of sleep is not as much of an issue, at least for me. What I will ask you to do in the next chapter is to practice some of the exercises. I'll also teach you more of the techniques. Then I would like you to take some time and sit down in a quiet area, find a comfortable position in which you can sit where your body feels relaxed. Try what I do by having your palms face upward while resting your forearms on your thighs. I strongly encourage you to experiment with different positions until you find one that best suits you and a position that really puts you in a state of pure relaxation. That's what I call my sweet spot. Don't rush this exercise. Rather, take time finding your sweet spot. Once you've found it, your goal, whenever you need to relax, will be to return to that position immediately. And to get my sweet spot, when I'm sitting down, I instantly drop my shoulders and make the whole go very limp. If I have no stress in my body, my shoulders will drop immediately once I shrug them and then drop them. You might want to try that or something like that as well. When I shrug my shoulders, I will also relax my face, throat, and chest. So the motion usually produces a sound, something like a short moan or a That sound also serves as a sign that my relaxation is proceeding according to plan. While sitting in the chair, I will sit with my hands open, my palms facing the ceiling, and my thumbs facing away from each other. Once I take a deep breath, I will slowly raise my hands off my thighs just a little bit and turn my wrists so my palms are facing my thighs and my thumbs are facing each other. Then I will slowly exhale and simultaneously lower my hands, turning my wrists again so my palms are facing up again when I lower them against my thighs against the completion of the exhale. I will do that for 3 to 5 minutes, deepening my state of relaxation all the while. So let me do a quick review with you on this chapter. Again, the ultimate goal is to get yourself in a position when you're in a very relaxed state by sitting down. So right now, if you're in a position, go ahead and try to just sit down and take your forearms, put them on your thighs if you can, just rest them there. Have your palms facing up. There's something about your palms facing up, and just kind of really get your pinkies maybe to turn to the point where they're pointing up to the ceiling or the sky as much as you can. And then when you're doing that, if you just take a deep breath through your nose and hold it, we're going to be going over this more later on, and then just hold it and slowly, like I said, that little moan, hold it and let it out. You will feel that as you continue to exhale throughout your body. And then also, as I mentioned previously in the chapter, if you take your hands where they're facing down to the ground, but actually have them on your thighs. And then you take a deep breath. And as you're taking a deep breath, you bring your hands slowly up just a couple inches. Remember, at this time, as you bring them up a couple inches, your palms are facing down. And as you take a deep breath and bring them off your thighs, then you turn your hands where your thumbs are going outbound, and now your palms are facing the ceiling. Again, palms on your thighs with your forearm. Take a deep breath. And as you're taking a deep breath, just raise your palms off your thighs just a few inches and turn your hands around to the palms are facing the sky. Here we go. And as your palms are facing the sky or upward, then you slowly exhale and drop your back of your palms down to your thighs. So try doing that several times. If you want to really get good at this, stand up. Then you sit down, put your palms facing on your thighs. Take a deep breath. Slowly bring them up off your thighs just a couple inches and turn them around as you completely fill up your lungs. Your palms are now facing upward. And then slowly exhale. And as you're slowly exhaling, you're bringing the back of your hands and have that rest on your thighs. And if you can get to that position quickly and then still keep doing that over and over, and then after you've got to the point where your palms, the back of your palms are just on your thighs, then you can just keep just taking deep breaths slowly. You don't have to raise your palms and turn them around. You've got your palms facing up now, and then you just take a deep breath. Hold it for a second. Slowly exhale continually. Okay, so we're going to go more into this. Let's not stop here. You're on a roll. So let's get to the next chapter and begin these exercises while they're still fresh in your mind.
This concludes this chapter of How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear by Gary Cox.